Hello, and welcome back to the Totally Adequate Podcast. I'm your host, Kate Dieters. As you know, we're always keeping our eyes on what is going on in the insurance industry, whether it be a new regulation, whether it be tips and tricks. And today, we are going to be talking to somebody who knows all about all of it. I have the pleasure of speaking with Anita Shields, the Director of Client Support and Training at Quest Analytics. Anita has over 20 years experience in the insurance industry. She knows a ton about Quest Analytics and a lot about Nebraska volleyball as well. And today we are going to dive into her experience on both sides of the table, as well as what has transpired over the last 20 years in the industry.
Welcome to the Totally Adequate Podcast, where we bring you the latest news and conversations from the world of healthcare, network adequacy, and provider data accuracy. I'm your host, Kate Dieters.
The Totally Adequate Podcast is brought to you by Quest Analytics. Quest Analytics helps provider networks gain astonishing efficiencies, provides dependable data insights, and helps you easily meet regulatory requirements. Visit questanalytics.com for more information.
Anita, thank you so much for joining me today. We're just going to dive right in to all of the great information that you have in discussing both your experience with the healthcare industry, as well as where it's going today, and anything else that we decide to discuss. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And if you don't mind, why don't you give us a little bit of background on yourself and, again, your experience from where you have been within the healthcare industry and now being a part of Quest Analytics.
Okay. Thanks, Kate. Well, I have been in the insurance industry for over 30 years, and how I got connected to Quest Analytics was I was one of their clients since 2008. We purchased, as a client, we purchased their Quest Analytics suite. We purchased it prior to the disruption reporting being a module within it, but it's been an awesome, awesome experience. I was a manager of vendors at my prior job, and so I managed a lot of vendor accounts, and Quest Analytics, because of their outstanding customer service, was always my number one vendor that I enjoyed working with. And then after 22 plus years with that company, I decided to seek another opportunity and was very blessed to be coming to Quest Analytics. So as of today, I am Director of Client Support and Training. And truly am glad to be here and continue my career in the health insurance industry, but only on the software technology side.
Yes, and we are so thrilled to have you with us. And Neil, like I said, you have been working with us for many years, and now you are helping those who used to be in your spot where you're working with, again, all different types of our clients, helping, you know, health, dental, vision, behavioral health, the list goes on. With your new role of working with the different clients, what are some common questions that you are hearing from our clients?
Well, they range a very wide gamut, which is good, because they challenge our team to make sure we understand the needs of the client. Our clients are very smart, and sometimes they use the software in ways we didn't think was possible. So we learn from our clients as long as they're willing to share with us, and they are. And as I'm sure everyone knows, the federal compliance, it's kind of nice where it's one and done what you're working with Medicare, Medicaid, and CMS. But then when you get into all the state nuances, that just adds a whole nother level of complexity. Mm-hmm. One thing I think that Quest does well that I saw throughout my years as a client is they listen to the challenges that you're having. They collaborate not just with you as a single client, but across their entire client base. And then they enhance those ideas to make it work well for everyone. So then as a client support area, you know, we also are trained in the compliance area and what we know will help make our lives easier for our clients to make sure that we're, again, we're listening to them and we're making enhancements or making things easier for them.
Yes, and as you said, that very key phrase, Anita, regulations and federal government. And as you know, for both sides of the table, I'll say it that way, that is always a moving target and a whirlwind of things that are going on for us, especially with just even this past year or two with a handful of new regulations coming in. And, you know, I always think about those plans, like the dental vision plans that are across the nation, and just having to keep track of, okay, so in this state, I have to apply to the, I have to abide by this regulation. In this one, I have to abide by the federal regulation. As someone who did used to have to keep an eye on the different regulations that are out there, do you have any tips or kind of advice for anyone who is trying to, again, keep track of, okay, do I have this big map in my office and it's color coordinated to say, this state, I have to pay attention to a provider data accuracy and this one, I don't?
Well, we really used a lot of the technology behind it versus a big map on a wall. we used a lot of spreadsheets. We had, we really relied on our compliance areas because first of all, you have to interpret it on how you think it's going to work best for your company. You know, a provider network is totally different than when you're looking at facilities. So when we were looking at compliance things, we would have different categories for it. And then obviously you always have your state information, but then you could have that synergy. You know, if you were doing a combination with your plans, you could make a unique template and save that off and then you reuse that back in Quest. Then if a law got changed, we could go back to our spreadsheet. We kind of knew what we were tracking and we could then enhance that template or copy it and make an updated template to make it better. But you save off your other one because you know you're going to need it, especially if you get audited. So if you get audited, you can go back and explain why you did things that way, because your audits are never current. They're usually 2, 3, 4 years back. Mm-hmm. So that was another thing that helped us by using the Quest suite is saving off our projects, saving off those files so we knew what we had done.
That is so helpful. And I didn't mean to laugh at someone being audited because I know that is far from a funny situation, but yeah. Just love that, you know, we're just going to have options. We're going to kind of do this copy and paste. I'm all about options and about shortcuts in terms of copy and paste and saving things, right? It's always great to have options out there. And the work that you and your team do are just way beyond any words that I could say for saying just thank you and everything that you're doing out there to really help them not only understand how can they do their day-to-day jobs better, but also what's going on, what do we have coming up, how can they best prepare? And a lot of what you and your team do are giving people or clients in this case that suggestions of, hey, you're doing it this way, but maybe if you did it this way, this would be beneficial for whether it's saving you time, maybe it's going to help you present your information better to whether that be a regulator or if someone's out there trying to have a sale for business. So again, the expertise and the thought process that you and your team provide for clients is just immensely helpful. And I know if all of our clients were here with us today, Anita, they would be saying the same thing. So, and like you said, one of the big benefits is that we always want to hear from clients about what are things that we can do? What can we put in our solutions that will make your life easier? And you, over the years, Anita, have always had a lot of great feedback and thoughts around that. Were there a couple of features that you were really like, oh, I can't wait till Quest Analytics gets this, or this would make my life easier?
Well, one thing I remember that occurred years ago, and everyone knows it as Obamacare, but when that was introduced, that was major change for us and all the unique things we had to track. And at that time, we were also trying to put in the National Provider Identification Number, known as the NPI. So went to Vision Quest, and they had a session that was just a roundtable discussion. And we all got together and we had the same problem. How do we start tracking the NPI? And of course, we looked at the hosts from Quest and said, I know you can solve this because we all have the same need. And Quest listened to us throughout our session as we discussed the issue. And we talked about what our needs were, that not only do we need to collect it, but we need to make sure it's accurate going forward. So we wanted the feeds to go both ways. We wanted Quest to go into the national database, gather the MPI number, send it back to us so we could update our source systems. But we also wanted them to go out regularly and make sure that if the NPI had been terminated or deactivated, that we would also know that information on a very timely basis. And they did. That was one example of Quest listening to us and then enhancing the idea and improving on it. And it's something I still remember, because when you typically come to a user conference for a company and you're there with your competitors, you know, you have to be careful what you collaborate and you don't want to give away your trade secrets. But this is one thing that was done very well. We all had an issue. It was important to all of us, and we solved it in a very excellent way that is still being used today. There's so many things I can remember when we were doing disruption reporting, and it was fairly new, and we wanted to be able to match manually. Because as you know, everybody's data is a little bit different and have some nuances. So we wanted to be able to physically go in and match the data ourselves. So we presented our vision, made a recommendation. And again, what Quest did, they not only listened to me as a client, they went out and sought advice from their other clients. So again, when they came back to deliver a solution, it was enhanced. It was better. It's two heads are better than one. So think about multiplying that by 100. The results really come out exceptionally well. And that is one thing that I think Quest is known for.
Yes. Yeah, we always enjoy hearing those ideas. Like you said, it's really just this, we want to be a spot where we can share ideas and really help the industry and anyone who's in it be able to make their process either more efficient or just be able to get them the information that they need quickly, easily. I'm all about saving time. So, you know, anything that helps us do that is perfect. And, you know, Anita, you mentioned being able to advise on some different features. What are some common requests that you're hearing these days?
I think probably the most common one is shortcuts. Because as companies grow, they want to know how can we be more efficient and retain our staff. So I know that's one that comes in frequently, is how can we do the same thing and do it faster or do it more efficiently.
Yeah, that is
We also do client training. So anytime we sign up a new client, we do training for them. And it's usually anywhere from 2 to 4 hours, and they can break it up into sessions because we want them to learn our software, but we also want to know that our support team is still there to help them. And then we have our long-term clients that contact us, and maybe they had a reorganization, or maybe they've lost one of their key associates, or retirements are happening right now with all of baby boomer generations and below are starting to think about retirements. So we do a lot of client training, and we make that specific to the client. We find out what do they specifically want us to focus on, you know, where are they most concerned, and we make sure that they don't miss a beat, that they keep their business running, and we step in and make sure their associates are trained to continue to drive success.
That is great. And the tailorization and really being able to help them, like you said, specifically understand how they can address their reporting needs, their network needs, is a huge benefit. And they know that they can also call you, call the team anytime, and they're going to get that same one-on-one type of interaction, which I think is always invaluable, right? Because instead of getting an automation, you can talk to a live person and have them walk through any of those questions. And like you said, we really just want to become part of their team.
Right. Yeah. We love the collaboration. We love using the client's data because they know their data. They understand how their business works, how their plans are set up, how their provider networks are set up. They know their member data or their employee data. So when we use their own data, it's so much more meaningful to them. They know what reports they need to generate. And that helps us. So we ingest their data in a secure way. And when we prepare for their training, we want to make sure we're meeting their needs.
And that, again, just such an invaluable service, and especially having somebody like you overseeing the team who has so much knowledge and experience within the industry. And Anita, one thing that I'd love to find out more about is your role as a leader, specifically as a female leader, you know, looking at how the industry has changed over the last 20 some years. What are some things that you've learned?
Over the last 20 years, what I've learned the most is to make sure I continue to listen. And it's okay to ask probing questions for understanding, especially as this industry has become more and more regulated in the healthcare industry. So you have to pay attention to those details. The other thing is embrace all of the different generations. I'm getting toward the sunset of my career. I'm on the older side, but I really, truly treasure all of the people that I have been able to work with and manage, collaborate with, because everyone brings a different lens into that industry. You know, when you're just getting out of college and you're starting a career, whoever dreams, I'm going to go in and do software technology for the insurance industry. I don't think that you hear that. So I've been in insurance for so long. The diversity has just totally expanded beyond what I ever dreamt it would. I started out in the life insurance side and then moved into the health insurance side. And it just continues to grow. And I love that about this industry. And I love the diversity that the industry has brought. When I started out, there weren't that many women in the technology side of the field, but now it's very common. And so I think that's great that we have that parity.
Absolutely. And you said, you know, as this continues to grow, industry, everything that is going on within the industry as well, what is something that you are excited about for the future?
Oh, wow. Let me think on that one. I think watching the change in technology, everything is instant. Everything can be online. I never dreamt 4 years ago, prior to COVID, that you could think of us all moving to a remote environment. But the technology was there. When we all left to come home for COVID, we were used to using videos. We were used to using the technology to connect in with our computers, with our mobile phones. I mean, I just think that is phenomenal. And I continue to see it grow with Quest Analytics as we are always developing in our Quest Enterprise Services Suite, where everything is going into a portal and we continue to expand on that. And the massive amount of data that you can present in a very visible an easy to understand way is the future. I think, you know, knowing there's a lot of logic behind it, but yet saying, okay, I want to see how many providers I can find that I can have join my network with a press of a button because somebody's done all that work behind the scenes is just exciting to me.
That, yeah, it is. It's amazing how that has grown. And is that something that as a whole, something that has surprised you from, again, like you said, from either a software standpoint or from a healthcare IT, of just how fast of change we've made over the last couple of years?
I think both. I think definitely the technology side, but the healthcare industry, all you have to do is see all of the changes that come throughout our industry just in 1 year. I think if you had a list, you'd probably be amazed or shocked that we consume all of these changes, but we do it efficiently. And I think that really makes a difference.
Fantastic. And I can't let you leave without touching on Nebraska volleyball. You're a big fan. So give us a little, do we have something to look forward to either coming up or next year? Do you have any predictions for us?
Well, I can tell you this year, unfortunately, Nebraska made it. They've made the NCAA tournament every year. So
they're a powerhouse.
Be very proud. Yeah, they're very powerhouse. We made it through the Sweet 16, but unfortunately, we lost to a very excellent team in Oregon. But the Final Four for the Division I volleyball is being played in Omaha, Nebraska. This year, it'll be our third year to host. So we are very excited that when we welcome all of the four teams that are coming, I have no clue who's going to win, but I enjoy, I'll be watching and cheering on all of the teams. I think it's a fabulous sport. It really shows the athleticism of women in the sports today. And the future, Nebraska will be back next year. Very, very strong. I think next year we're going to go all the way again to the Final Four. I'm ready for them to win another one. So that's my prediction.
Perfect. It's a great way to end on a note. So again, Anita, thank you so much for your time today. If anyone needs to get a hold of you or would like to talk to you, is there a good way for someone to get in contact with you?
Yeah. support@questanalytics.com. That comes into my team and I'm on that team and I will see it.
All right. Perfect. Well, again, thank you so much, Anita. And we hope everyone else has a great rest of their day.
The Totally Adequate Podcast is brought to you by Quest Analytics. Payers and plans, health systems and provider groups, regulators and specialties. Ensure the best possible access to healthcare services with Quest Enterprise Services. Visit questanalytics.com for more information.